I know my dad used to have trouble with his. Oh, I laughed one day till I thought I would bust. We were going someplace and he got a couple candy bars for us. We started off in the car and he chewed a little while. And then he stopped chewing and he looked kind of grim. Reached in his mouth and pulled out a tooth.
Well.
Oh boy, did he swear. He said, well, look at that. They put a tooth in that candy bar. And it bothered him for, I guess 8 or 9 months.
I wonder why. I mean,
it was from his false teeth. It was his own.
My father didn't carry his upper teeth. Lower teeth, he can keep them in all the time. His upper teeth, he can carry in his pockets. I mean, go to eat by him and put them in and eat. Eating one of them, whip around in his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother, he had false teeth. Oh, he got false teeth when he was 26, 27, 8 years old. You never get into his teeth coming out of his mouth. And he ran dead in his mouth. It can't wear them at all. You know, that's the reason I don't get no hearing device to hear. I went to Sparks here the other day, and the old fellow over there used to be a page depot. He was quite a bit older than I am, awful hard of hearing. And I can't see too well. Of course, he knew me well. And I walked up to him and taken a hold of him, and he told me the first time I saw him down in town there, from when he come to the post office. We had to talk to him and he got down in his pocket and got his thing out and put it up in his ear. He looked at me and said, well, who are you anyway? He said, I know you, but I can't think who you are. I said, well, John, yes, you know me well then, of course, I've known him 40 years that I've known him. And then there's another young fellow over there, not near as old as I am. He got his hearing device. You say them things are running fellow nuts. And he say, of course, I'll put them in around on it. Here, I'll wear it. And it's just like you folks in there talking there at noon. I never didn't know a word that you'd pay your mark and said, I could hear you, but not a word did I understand. I didn't know a thing about what you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my brother got a hearing aid, and he can get her out. He won't wear it on when he has to wear it.
Hmm.
I've known 5 or 6 or 8 or more of them. Listen, just like I wear glasses now. I wear glasses when I want to see, and I'll take them off when I want to see, too.
Uh-huh.
I can see with my glasses or without my glasses, whichever way you want to call it. If I'm out of driving the car or out of my work, well, glasses got to come off so I can see what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
But around the house, I'm always picking up something to read. Well, they've got to go back home.
Yeah.
And that way with this false teeth and with the hearing aids, I see so many people that have so much trouble with the teeth that I just never wouldn't go near mine. My teeth are too loose, got too loose. I've tried here, well, I've taken Marla down here, the girl, Peggy's. Her finger, she was small, and then the 6 of them came down, she